everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to the brand new Director of Player Recruitment for the Ontario Hockey League. He's certainly familiar with the Ontario Hockey League after serving as a defenseman for 5 seasons before continuing his education through the OHL Scholarship Program. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Jeremy Bracco of the Kitchener Rangers. He led all scorers last week with 13 points in 4 games on the back of 4 goals and 9 assists. The 2015 second-round pick of the Toronto Maple Leafs, now in his second season in the Ontario Hockey League, came into this week's play third in OHL scoring with 17 points in just 6 games after picking up 64 points in 49 games last season. Now, the Kitchener Rangers come into this week's play as an honorable mention on the CHL Top 10 rankings. Leading the way in the Ontario Hockey League and fourth in the Top 10 are the Windsor Spitfires. Coming in at number 7 are the Hamilton Bulldogs, 9th are the Sarnia Sting, while also receiving an honorable mention besides the Kitchener Rangers are the Erie Otters. Daniel Broussard played 5 seasons in the Ontario Hockey League, most of them with the Sarnia Sting from 2008 through 2012 before finishing his career with the Ottawa 67s. From there, he went on to the University of Guelph, continuing his education and playing in CIS hockey through the OHL Scholarship Program. This week, he was named the Director of Player Recruitment for the Ontario Hockey League, and we chatted about the position and his experience in the OHL. Daniel, right off the bat, take me through how this came about.
Hey, Jerry, thank you for having me, first off. I was lucky enough to actually get a job right out of school, and got a call from Joe Birch, the senior hockey director here at the OHL, and, you know, told me about the opportunity and something that, you know, I could see myself doing, and I couldn't pass it up, and went through the interview process, and I was very fortunate enough to be selected. And you know what? I couldn't be happier to be back in a league that gave me so much.
And take me through, obviously, you played 5 seasons in the Ontario Hockey League, mostly in Sarnia, a little bit in Ottawa to wrap it up. But what do you look back on in terms of the fond memories of playing in the league?
You know what? I had such a great experience in Sarnia. The fans there, just the community, my billets. I had a great run in Sarnia, and, you know, we also had a great run in Ottawa. You know, had a great team with some of the guys that are really successful in the NHL now. So, all in all, playing in the OHL just gave me so much that, you know, shaped the way I am today.
For people not aware, and obviously, the fact that I called a lot of your games when you were playing in Sarnia, I was sort of familiar with this, but the fact that while you were playing, you were also keeping an eye on your education, while you were playing, chipping away at some classes.
Yeah, so I graduated high school, and obviously my parents are really big on education. And while you're playing in the OHL, you know, the OHL looks after your expenses for doing any post-secondary courses. So I was fortunate enough to do some courses, and once I was done in the OHL, I only had to do 3 years at University of Guelph. So, you know, in the end, it worked out for me, and the benefit for me.
So basically, it sounds like you were able to, in your time in Sarnia, after finishing your high school diploma, to basically get a year's worth of university done while still playing in the OHL, paid for by the league.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? I think it paid off in the end because, you know, I had those time management skills when, you know, if you're in the OHL and you're not really doing a lot, and going to university, having a full course load, having to balance hockey and school, it could be a lot and overwhelming to some people. So, you know what? I was really fortunate to have that.
On to full-time school, but at the same time playing CIS hockey.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, I was taking full course load and playing university hockey, and it was busy, but you know what, it kept me really entertained at the same time.
Is this now, as you're the position you're in, obviously you'll be talking to a lot of the prospective players in the minor midget and even Major Bantam coming through as well, and most importantly, or just as importantly, the parents as well, and can you kind of use your story to relay the fact that, hey, high level hockey, but at the same time such an onus on education?
Yeah, so obviously me being American is also an asset. Having the NCAA in my backyard, you know, I was really on the fence when I was first drafted by Sarnia if I was going to report or go NCAA. And I can definitely draw on the experiences that I went through to kind of, portray what happened. And in the end, you know, I was so happy with what I did, and it's something that's guaranteed, you know, rather than NCAA where it's, you know, every year could be different. So I can draw on those experiences for sure.
What did you find as you balanced school and hockey? Because, you know, parents are going to ask about that. What was the key for you to be able to do that?
Just having a great support system. whether it's from my parents, my coaches, my teammates. You know, there's a lot of sense of camaraderie in the OHL, and it, you know, it's amazing. You know, I got this, the announcement came out Monday about this job, and I've had so many players, teammates that I haven't talked to in years reach out to me and you know, congratulate me, and it's just so great to catch up. And you know, the OHL just gives us that great support network that is vital to succeed in life.
Your former teammates, a lot of them, you know, certainly have made headlines, whether it's a Yakupova, Galchenyuk, Sean Monahan in Ottawa, Tyler Toffoli and that. But tell me, you know, I'm sure you've also crossed paths with a lot of guys who you played with that have taken a similar path to you, continuing on in the CIS, continuing on towards their degrees. And I'm sure it must be pretty proud to know there's a lot of guys you played with that have also, you know, established themselves either in careers or getting established in careers by continuing through the OHL's education program.
Yeah, so I'll give you some former Sting members. Justin DiBenedetto just actually messaged me today. He's working for Sun Life in Toronto. It's great to hear from him, and I'm going to have a coffee with him. Nathan Shirelity, he's now at McGill. You know, the smart guy that he is, and I want to definitely connect with him. Brent Sullivan, actually, I have a call with him later today. He's actually coaching at Ottawa U. So, you know, there's just some great stories around the league, and, you know, I'm so happy to hear that, you know, my teammates are out there being successful as well.
The quality of hockey in the CIS is something that people probably don't understand, but after playing 3 years at Guelph, I'm sure you got first taste of it.
Yeah, so you know what, Terry? I think really CIS is one of the hidden gems in Canada. It's because so many more players are opting to use their education package, the quality of hockey in the CIS is really jumping up. And, you know, I can attest to that. For 3 years, it definitely was getting better and better. You know, and I was fortunate enough to be on a team that, you know, made it all the way to Nationals in Halifax my last year. And you could definitely see that the quality is there.
That was Daniel Broussard, the new Director of Player Recruitment for the Ontario Hockey League. Congratulations to OHL linesman Steve Corleone, who has retired after 32 seasons wearing the stripes in the Ontario Hockey League. He's been at it since 1984 and finished up last Saturday in his hometown of Ottawa as the 67s played host to the North Bay Battalion. Corleone, certainly a guy who's been recognized around the OHL as a familiar face to players and coaches alike for many years. Congratulations on his retirement after being a linesman in the OHL for 32 seasons. That will do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.